Jeff Blankman, joined here today by Hannah McKinney of the IKM Manning Wolves. She's going to be heading on to Morningside to continue, of course, her education as well as her softball career. Hannah, appreciate you joining us here today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well, doing well. You excited? I know that you can do some things with softball right now, even though you're in track season. You kind of excited for the summer to roll around here soon?
I am super excited.
What is it with softball that kind of makes it the sport that you seem to enjoy the most?
I really like the idea that everyone knows it's a sport of failure. You're going to mess up, but you have that team to back you up, and you learn from your mistakes, and it's all about having fun.
Where did you kind of learn, you know, that it is a game of mistakes and that it's okay to make that mistake and be comfortable with that?
Probably my freshman year when I actually was, like, able to play on the varsity team.
So take me through kind of that early time. How good did you think you were, and where did you feel like you've gotten better as a softball player since that freshman year?
Well, at first, playing on JV, it didn't really, like, I don't know. It didn't seem as a big, like, it didn't seem as stressful because it was just a JV game. But once you got to the varsity level, you really feel like there's a lot more eyes on you. So then that puts a lot of pressure. But I feel like at first I was too overwhelmed by the pressure. But once you get used to it, I figured out a way to really just focus on the game. And, like, moving from outfield to infield was a big change this last year, but switching back and forth made it a lot easier to be more suitable for different positions.
You've told me that you like third base. What is it about third base that you've kind of grown to really like?
I feel like I have more of a purpose at third base than outfield.
So why is that? What kind of a purpose does it give you to be, you know, at third base?
Because you're like the first row of defense that, like, if it goes past you, then outfield's got your back. But it's kind of like you get more action in infield.
How have you gotten better at third base and as an infielder? Because as you said, that ball, sometimes, especially at third, it gets to you really quickly.
Yeah, it was really hard to transition to having faster reaction time than outfield. But once, like, I had to take a few practices and go on my own with the coach and have multiple balls, like, basically chucked at me to get me more up to speed and realize that there is going to be some situations where I'm not going to get to the ball, but it really just takes practice.
Now, you and I were talking, you really didn't have a thought of playing, you know, college sports. You were planning on going to Iowa State. Can you take me through the process of how things changed and how you ended up going to Morningside?
I was really set on going to Iowa State I was actually debating on going more in, like, a math type of career. But once I took a few classes in high school on more the graphic design and the creative, I decided I was going to go into graphic design, but then I got a bunch of things from Morningside saying I should just come visit, and I was like, oh, why not? So I went to Morningside for a senior day, and I fell in love with the campus, the community. They really looked at me for my personality and me as a person rather than my studies and what I was going to be doing there.
So what was it about campus that you really enjoyed? Because you said you kind of fell in love with Morningside on that one trip. What was it with campus, or was it just the people you met, or just kind of a combination of things?
It was a combination. I liked how it gave you the university feel, but it was more smaller, and it coming from like a small town, it felt more like I would be able to get used to that than the big university.
Do you know who your roommate's going to be up there yet?
Yes, I actually just we met through our Instagram page through Morningside, and her name is Allison Palmer.
Where's she from, and how much have you chatted with her?
We've been chatting every day. She is from outside of Sioux City.
So let's talk a little bit about softball for you at Morningside. You mentioned that you went up there on a trip and it's for a senior day, and you really loved it. How much contact have you had with the coaches there, and kind of what your goals for playing softball?
When I went to visit Morningside, I scheduled a visit to talk to the coach, and she was really understanding, and she gave me the feeling that I will be welcomed onto the team no matter what is thrown at us. And I really liked how she, kind of like how I said earlier, everyone there looks at you as a person and not just an athlete or a label. And I really enjoyed that.
Have you had a chance to meet many or any of the girls on the softball team?
Not ones that are playing at the moment, but some that are going to be going up there next year with me, I have.
What have those conversations been like, and what do you as a whole hope to bring, the university and the team?
I haven't really talked much about softball with them, just getting to know them, but a lot of them are going into like biology and everything, and they seem really nice, and I'm really excited to be teammates with them.
Did you know any of them prior to this?
No, I did not.
Okay. So you're going to go into graphic design. You said you had thought about going into kind of more of a math career. When you started doing graphic design and kind of saw what you could do with that, what is it about graphic design? What's kind of your favorite parts?
I like being able to create my own thing. Like, I don't want to have limits. I like to be able to put my own idea into things, and I don't really know. It really caught my eye.
What's the favorite thing you've done so far that maybe you've created that's been used for a graphic design for iCam Manning or just in person?
I guess I've came up with a bunch like our grad party cards, I guess. I've done a lot of those,
Okay.
but I've created a couple of shirts ideas for these upcoming sports. I created our cheer ones that we actually did for homecoming.
So with the softball season coming up, what's the goal for you this summer in softball?
I think my main goal this year is to be more confident. Like, I have a certain level of confidence, and when I do mess up, I tend to let my teammates take more control of the game, and I kind of step back. But I'm planning on trying to work on that, and I'm gonna work on my confidence and be more in control of the way I play.
Well, I tell you what, they're getting a good one up there at Morningside. Appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on making the decision to go to Morningside, and looking forward to following your career and seeing how you do.
Thank you.
You bet. Hannah McKinney again with the iCam Manning Wolves. Again, she's headed to Morningside to continue her softball career as well as gain more education.